You're listening to Coffee at Luke's, part of the Your Nerd is Showing Media Network.
Hello, Coffee at Luke's listeners. You want to say hi?
Hi, everybody. we're recording in the same space, which never happens.
So we're actually looking at each other face to face. It's actually kind of weird.
We do it over Skype, though.
Like, I know, the but thing. There's screens, but it's just different. Well, hi everybody. I'm Catherine.
Hi. We're not live from my mother's office in New Hampshire. Woo! All right, Catherine. What episode do we have today?
This is episode 12. It's called Double Date, and I feel it should be called Double Date. It will become clear why I think that later on.
I think it should be called "And That Time She Didn't Kill Rune."
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Good old Rune. Okay, so we start the episode off with it's all instrumental stuff, so this is how they start their day. And so Lorelai and Rory come out, they get the coffee going, they get the Pop-Tarts going, and they've got the song "I Can Earn Enough for Us." Who is that by, do you know?
Oh, I don't know.
I looked it up. It's Earn Enough for Us, I think, is what the actual title is.
Earn Enough for Us is what it is.
I think it's what it's called. Anyway, it's kind of cool. I like it. It's got, like, a cool little...
Do you know who sings it?
No. Okay. It's cool, so we'll probably look it up later. Okay. I don't know.
How is that useful to the audience?
you could look it up later? I don't know. So anyway, we go through the food stuff, then it's all getting dressed, right? So then it's... Lorelai needs help getting her scarf all tied up, and so she's handing off coffee and
yeah, it's all just basically a montage.
And then to end it all, it's a nice little way to wrap it. Rory's got a giant hair clip, just holding half of her hair back, and so Lorelai takes it, holds it in front of her face, and just tosses it away. Title sequence.
Yep.
And which is kind of fun. I like it.
Well, because we've normally had such heavy scenes in the first part of the episode that it's nice to have one that it's just, like, music and no talking. Like, you know, it's just sort of, like, them and their day versus, like, them discussing having to deal with Emily or whatever they were doing.
True. Very true. So now we're in the house, but now it is Lane and Rory. And so they are talking CDs, and Lane buys a lot of them. I guess it's, like, a used CD place that she buys them from. I'm not entirely sure.
Do you not remember when CD stores used to be a thing?
I recall them once upon a time, but I remember them being like new, like FYI or whatever.
Yeah, so that's probably FYE, where she's which going. One were they? I mean, she could definitely be getting like ones that are on sale or discount and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, what she said was they had an amazingly wide selection this week, which is why it leads me to believe it's like a used one.
I mean, it could be, but to me, I also read that it's like a comic book store where it's like, oh, okay, they got a new CDs every week. Like, she's the sort of music junkie that would frequent a CD store every week to get new music. Because you couldn't download it over the internet. It is only 2001 or something.
Oh, the internet. You saved our lives.
Yeah, no kidding.
And then Rory asks about Yoko Ono, a Yoko Ono CD. And so Lane says she's misunderstood. She's a very misunderstood artist. And the Beatles would have broken up anyway.
That is true. I actually stand by Lane in most of her analysis. Like, as a businesswoman, Yoko Ono is amazing. And I think she should be compensated for every penny for putting up with frickin' John Lennon for as long as she did. Because that man was an asshole.
Yay, Yoko!
You can be my Yoko Ono, Catherine.
I don't know what that means. anyway, so we're talking a little bit about Lane is digging into Rory a little bit to find out about Dean and Dean's friend named Todd. Dean has a friend. His name is Todd.
Of course he does. Everybody's got a new friend named Todd.
Oh, I do have it. I didn't until college.
Yeah, well, okay, all right.
I do have a friend named Todd.
You were slacking. You were behind the rest of us.
You know. And so they're basically Lane wants to get Rory to convince Dean to convince Todd to go on a double date on Sunday afternoon after church. But don't mention church unless you think he'd be into church.
Well, but... that's not actually correct, because Seventh-day Adventists don't go to church on Sundays.
Yeah, that's what's kind of funny about that. So I'm thinking yes. It's like church all the time.
Which actually happens, I think... No, it doesn't happen in the next episode. They get it correct. on the next episode when they talk about church. But yeah, in this instance, Seventh Day Adventists believe that Saturday is the Sabbath, not Sunday.
Yeah, so it's. I never put that together, even though I totally knew that. So good.
I didn't put it together as you, just as you said it out of your mouth.
Out of my mouth.
I was like, oh wait, that's not right.
My mouth said it, so your face then
recognized it. Yes.
Your face, which is hiding your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Lorelai is in the kitchen studying because she's at business school, so it's community college in, I think it's Hartford Community College is where she's going to school.
Yeah.
And she's going for...
I didn't check to see if that was real.
I'm sure it is real.
I'm sure there's one.
I'm betting it's real, or it's close enough to being real that you know which one they're talking
about.
You
get it, yeah.
And so Lorelai is studying, and she comes out, and she basically goes on this really long-winded thing about how she's going to fail, and that smarmy kid behind her is going to get an A, and then make that, I'm smart, you're dumb face. And then basically Rory's just kind of sitting there listening. As soon as Lorelai takes a long enough breath, she goes, music's too loud. And she went, yes. So, okay, we'll turn it down. So they turn it down. And she leaves.
I love that Rory is so sufficiently accommodated to her mother's, you know,
just like,
quirks.
Not overwhelmed. Just like, okay.
She's like, okay. We kind of have that, though.
Depends. Yeah. Sometimes I want to hit you.
I love that you've cast yourself in Rory in this situation. Like, you're never Lorelai.
I didn't mean that. Either way, I'd like to hit you sometimes. So then, what is it? I have the chick who shot the skier.
Oh, Claudine Longer. So she's singing a cover of God Only Knows. And she's like this French, like, sultry singer. And so Lorelai is like, oh, the chick that shot the skier? And you think it's like this throwaway, like, nonsensical thing. But it totally happened! She did shoot a skier!
Well, those skiers, they're not all that famous, so...
Okay, hang on. No, I want to Google this so I get it all right, because this is amazing to me.
Okay. Please pause for a brief Google
I'll cut it out.
Lewd.
So, Claudine Longer is a French singer, actress, dancer, and recording artist, so she's
wow,
still alive.
Wow, what? She's all those things?
Mm-hmm. So she was popular in the 60s and 70s, which from the sound sounds about right. And she got convicted for misdemeanor negligent homicide in connection with the death of her boyfriend, former Olympic skier Spider Sabish.
Sabic? Whatever.
So...
His name's Spider.
Well, he is a skier. It was killed by gunshot under controversial circumstances in 1976. So basically after 1976, her career was over. She just sort of hid or whatever. But she was friends with Robert F. Kennedy and married to Andy Williams. And his first name is actually Vladimir. So it's Vladimir Spider Sabic.
You know what I think of when I think of Vladimir? Spiders.
Anyway, she was arrested.
That would not be serious.
charged with fatally shooting him. So she was actually arrested for his murder.
She said she pled
guilty to misdemeanor negligent homicide. At her trial, she said the gun discharged accidentally. So we don't know when he was showing her how it worked.
Huh? Did she try to like hide the gun or something?
And so the Aspen police made two procedural errors when they that aided Longer's defense without so they took blood sample from her without
warrant,
and they confiscated her diary. The sample showed...
What did her diary say?
The sample showed that she had cocaine in her blood.
Oh my god.
And the diary reportedly contradicted her claim that her relationship with Spider had not soured. So it sounded like there was contention.
Yeah, but you know what? Even if I'm thinking of, like, I want to break up with someone, it's not like, you know what? I think we're probably going to be ending this relationship. You know what I should do? I should shoot him!
Cocaine, kiddo. And then, in addition, the gun was mishandled by non-weapons experts. So basically, this trial was flubbed from start to finish.
And that's why she basically...
And that's how she pled guilty to misdemeanor and is basically convicted. So she spent 30 days in jail. And paid a small fine.
What's a life worth to anybody?
It gets worse. The judge allowed Longer to choose the days to be served, believing the arrangement would allow her to spend more time with her children. She chose to serve her sentence on weekends.
Wait, so you don't have to do it consecutively?
Critical reaction to the verdict and sentencing was exacerbated when she consequently vacationed with her defense attorney, Ron Austin, who was married at the time. And then she later married him, and they still live in Aspen. What you don't see is Catherine's eye twitching right now.
Okay.
So that is the incredibly twisted story of Claudine Langer, which was a throwaway popular culture thing that I didn't even think was real. I thought she was confusing her with somebody else, and that was the joke.
And in reality, it is her.
She totally shot her boyfriend.
No, she totally shot and killed her boyfriend.
Yeah, that's true.
Shot and killed. Like, you know, a lot of times...
She murdered her boyfriend.
You know, I feel like we're talking like, okay, someone got shot. Well, a lot, you know, while guns do kill people, occasionally people survive. So I hear shot. I don't necessarily think murdered or dead. There was death involved. I just think of, like, okay, gunshot wound. When you say shot and killed, okay, now we've got something more descriptive to go with.
And 30 days in jail, non-consecutively. This was in America. She was tried in America.
Oh, yes, they both reach for the gun. Oh, America. Okay.
Anyway.
So, a chick who shot the skier. Okay.
So that is the entire weird tangent story of
Claudine Langer. So I'm glad that you actually realized that, because I went, when did I write this? A chick who shot the skier? What? Who is that about?
Yeah, so I'm going to end the episode with that song.
Oh, good. That'll be good. Can we put Runa for us, too? I want to buy it, so we should put that on there, too. I love music.
What we should do is try to, like, release a playlist of all of our favorite songs from each episode, and just make it available for people if they want to listen to it online.
Oh, that's
like
a good idea.
Like a Spotify thing or something.
I don't Spotify, so if you know how to do that, I would be willing to learn.
Okay, so if you're interested in, like, having a collection of, like, our favorite Gilmore Girls soundtrack
list, let us know.
Let us know by messaging us through our Facebook page, at Coffee at Luke's. Like us there. And then we're also on Twitter.
You should like us anyway, just
yeah. Cause. We're also on Twitter, @coffee_Luke's. The at throws me off, but yes. Okay, so it's @_@_Luke's.
But not the at symbol. A-T.
Yes.
Okay.
And then also coffee@Luke's @gmail.com is our email if you want to, like, shoot us a letter.
Is it Coffee at Luke's podcast?
It's Coffee at Luke's, I believe.
You know what? We'll probably list what our contact info is.
Yeah, it should be all on the...
I don't stare at it all together, so I don't remember it all one after the other, so then when we have to say it to you, I forget what they are.
And then all the stuff is all the links are, like, synced and available at the Coffee at Luke's page on the Your Nerd is Showing podcast network at yournerdisshowing.com.
Which you should definitely go to.
Absolutely. Check out my other couple podcasts, and we've got another couple great ones up on board, so...
Yep, absolutely. But our Facebook page, I believe, does have all our contact stuff, right?
Yeah.
It's got, yeah, so at least go there. That we promise that's real. Like it, and you'll get all the rest of the contact info, and that's all we need in life.
Yep.
Everything to be linked to one another.
Yep.
Okay, so moving back to double dates.
Right.
Okay.
The one with Rune.
Stop giving it away, Lauren. This is not your episode. This is my episode.
Go on, episode stealer.
Yeah. Okay, so... Then we, once Lorelai has said the chick who shot the skier and then she leaves, then it's like, okay, let's jump back into the conversation at hand here. So, Lane convincing Lorelai that, Rory, her name is Lorelai as well, but she doesn't go by Lorelai. Lane convincing Rory that she should convince Dean to convince Todd or ask Todd out on her behalf. Blah. So going.
The teenage romantic life.
Yeah. And then it's Lorelai comes back in and she's like, okay. Now it's too quiet. And then Rory goes, okay, we'll turn it up. And then they're just continuing on, and Rory's like, you know, I don't really want to manipulate, you know, or I don't even know Todd, you know, it's kind of weird. And then she's like, okay, well, you know, because it's you, you know, I'll ask him. And then Lane's all excited. Lorelai comes down and sits next to the girls. She puts arms over them and she goes, so, what are we doing? Basically, girl can't study, which I understand. Because, you know, anybody who's ever been in school, gone to college courses, or had to cram for finals of any sort, you know.
Yes, you know. I do. As somebody who's not actually terribly into schooling environments, I totally get that.
Oh, I do have one thing written down here.
What?
When Lorelai, one of the times she gets up to say the music's too loud, music's too quiet, now, you know, can't study, Rory ends up calling her on it, and is like, you study, and she's like, I can't, or she goes, you know what, I don't need to go to business school, I don't need to get a degree, you know, some people, you know, just because I go to school doesn't mean I, maybe I won't be own my own inn. I won't be my own boss. Like, some people, you know, they can't go to school to get what they don't have. Like, some people don't have arms or legs. I have arms and legs. How can I want to go to school for things I already have? And it's like, wow.
So, one thing we're kind of throwing back to is, one, this is very, like, Lucille Ball to me. So, it's like, as we've talked about, it's very, like, 1940s dialogue, and then it's very fast. Mm. But it also kind of reminds me of those 1950s sitcoms with, like, Lucille Ball, where it's just, like, you know, her kind of asides and things like that. And then also a screwball comedy. And that comedic timing is really, really important to this show. Mm. So,
that's good.
I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so anyway, we're giving up on that.
Yes.
Moving on to Lorelai is now studying at the inn. So she's sitting at what we discover at some point is Michelle's stool chair thing.
Yeah, it's the front reception desk.
Yeah. So she's sitting there and she's studying. And he comes up next to her and she's writing, she's going through her books and whatever. And he goes and he's basically like And
he's being a fussy little Frenchman.
Lorelai says, yes, Michelle. And Michelle basically comes up with, are you sure? Are you sure you're not busy? Are you sure you want to, you know, because she's not staring at him the whole time he's talking. He's like, are you sure you're paying attention? And then something. And she goes, what, Michelle? And he's like, no, are you sure? And then she finally says, and I say again, yes, Michelle. And he goes, we're overbooked. And she goes, then she finally looks at him and goes, how are we overbooked? And he's like, there are more people here than there are rooms. Huh. Like, we didn't know the literal.
Well, I mean, there's only, like, 12 rooms at the inn. I mean, it's an inn. So,
how,
like,
are you getting overbooked, though? That's amazing.
I'm like, you get over... like, I'm sure you're easily overbooked.
Yeah. So, basically, Lorelai fixes the problem. She's like, okay, these people, send them to the Jefferson suite or some president's named suite and then put them back to their regular room and give them dinner on the house for the inconvenience. And so then that's cool, right? So Suki comes in she's basically saying, okay, I'm thinking of desserts or, no, Lorelai's in for coffee. I can't believe I forgot that. Lorelai's going in the kitchen for coffee. Suki is making meringue and wants to do a variation on baked Alaska. Which, what is baked Alaska?
Oh. I'm not actually sure.
Is that anything that anybody's ever had?
No, it's a real dessert.
Have you ever had it?
I have not. I believe it's kind of like the bread pudding.
Is it like creme brulee? It's like, you're not going to see that at many restaurants, but you know, if you do, it's like a fancy restaurant.
Oh, it kind of looks like this.
Well, that's not all that appetizing,
ice cream,
in my opinion.
And cake topped with brown meringue.
Huh. I don't want to eat that.
Well, okay.
So then, you know, they're talking, what's the variation? And basically Suki can't come up with it. She's like, well, I hadn't gotten that far yet. And Lorelai says, how about baked Alaska's in the shape of Alaska? Which naturally Suki went, oh, because, you know, they joined the Union last and with, you know, Hawaii too. So yeah. Alaska and Hawaii. They joined the Union last. Why not?
Yeah.
Because that makes sense.
It's true.
Jackson comes in and, oh boy, kids be awkward.
Yeah, so when we left off, Suki had invited him to dinner, but nothing had
sometime.
But nothing had been firmed up.
Exactly.
So it's super, it's in that weird limbo of, like, and so they're really weird about it, both of them, but it's adorable.
Right, and so Lorelai said, okay, who walked in on who naked?
Yeah.
Which naturally, yeah, that'd be my reaction if that happened.
Because so. Suki's really girlish and kind of giggly and uncomfortable, and he's like, uh-huh, and, like, leaves as soon as possible.
Oh, yeah. And then she comes up with, like, I need squash before he leaves. And he goes, what? I need some. Patty pan. He goes, okay, tomorrow, same time, good for you. You know, like, oh, my God.
I know.
Like, they're making a date that's not a date, but it's, like, a thing for them.
Yeah.
So, basically, Suki says it's, you know, it's Jackson's turn. She asked initially, right? Because Lorelai's asking, like, what's going on? Let's talk about this here, because this is weird. And Suki's like, well, I asked him, and Lorelai's like, yes, weeks ago.
Yeah.
And she's like, right. And then nothing happened. So I said, sometime. And then it's like, you know, out there just hanging, and it's his turn, and I want to be the girl. And basically, Lorelai says, okay, maybe it is his turn. So possibly, like,
it's
maybe
not.
It's his turn.
She only asked him out 50% of the way. Like, it's not his turn.
Well, yeah, so then, well, how about you ask him out again? She's like, well, what if he says no? But he already said yes. And while yes, that's sensible when you're nervous and you like somebody, that's not going to come to
mind. Very fair.
And they're going to fight that tooth and nail. So whatever. In the end, Lorelai convinces Suki to call Jackson's cell phone and leave a voicemail. And it is like, you know, it's not an emergency or anything. Don't go crazy, but I don't want to talk to you. Blah, 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 blah. You know, it's not good. Lorelai convinces Suki to call Jackson on his cell phone, and then the debacle of getting cell phones because of, you know, your car stops working, and you need to call a tow truck, or whatever, and it's...
Yeah.
So it is any excuse to not call.
Yes. Suki is putting up quite a fight.
Eventually, you know, Lorelai's like, Lorelai's nodding along, yes, 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 she goes, call him! and then Suki's like, okay, call him. Yes, call him now. Go do that now. And ask him out for Saturday. Or Sunday. Which day? Sunday. Why Sunday? Because that's your day off. Yeah, okay, great. So she goes, gets his voicemail. Doesn't exactly say, like, I'm asking you out for this day, but, like, call me back. And then she turns into, like, thinking it's an emergency. So then she's like, it's not an emergency or anything, but, you know, sooner rather than later is better. But don't worry, you know, nonsensical. And Lorelai's like, hang up. So... In the end, she then turns into girly, like, twirling her hair, and she didn't even talk to the guy.
Spoon.
She didn't even talk to the guy, and she's, like, twirling her hair all nervous.
Yeah.
So that's kind of amazing. Let's see here. You know, it's kind of nuts, but it seems pretty believable, that whole situation.
Oh, no, yeah. I mean, Suki's definitely not somebody that probably dates a lot, and, like, you know... She likes him.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't done any post-college dating just because who's got time for that? But I could see myself...
I do.
Apparently you do. I could see myself almost looking this stupid if I really like someone. Since that's not happened yet to my knowledge, we're all fine with how smart I am. But, you know, it seems believable.
Yeah. Yeah, Suki is, I mean, like, they're in their early 30s, right? So they're, like, my age.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, as somebody...
You're not in your early 30s.
Well, I'm in my late 20s.
That's not the same thing.
But, like...
But it's not the same thing. But for your argument, sure, go ahead.
And, like, when you really like somebody, you're still kind of, like, you're better about it and that you can speak to them now. Like, it's not full-blown...
Almost.
Not full-blown Rory. But it is, like, you get nervous, and, like, you're also worried about kind of the whole work dynamic, and I totally understand where Suki's coming from.
Yeah, it's true. So, now we are done at the inn, for the moment, and Rory is sitting on a bench near Stars Hollow High, reading a book, naturally, and the boy notices, to which I respond, what? So Dean walks out of the school, and he turns and happens to look, and he's like, you can see him kind of, like, perk up a little, like a dog who sees its owner.
Okay, how did she get home before him, though?
Half-day teacher conferences.
But that wasn't that day.
Yeah, it was that day.
Nuh-uh. Because the Max thing has already happened.
It was that day. Not parent-teacher conferences, just teacher conferences. Oh, okay. Yes, very specific teacher conferences, not parent-teacher. I just almost said parent-teacher because that's always what they used to be.
Yeah.
Parent-teacher conferences.
Yeah, they used to drag your parents in to talk about what a bad kid you were.
Well, they might have, dragged our parents in to talk about what a bad kid you were. I was an angel.
You are.
Yeah. Okay. My complaint is that, so unlikely, right? So, even when I was dating someone, and I dated him for a while, like, he didn't ever notice me across campus unless we happened to be scheduling to meet. Unless I said something to him, he didn't notice.
Well, you have to remember that this is a boy that calls her 5 times a day.
Well, in that one day that we know of.
And then we're reacting like that's normal. And it's not normal.
And I was wondering if it was me. No. It's not me? Okay.
It's not you. That's just...
Because it'd be nice, you know, when you want to be dating someone, it'd be nice to notice that... Or it'd be nice to know that you'd be noticed.
Yeah.
But whatever.
From what I understand, most 16-year-olds are pretty self-absorbed.
Dean sits down and talks to Rory, and they start making out because they're teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, Rory doesn't really want to manipulate him, but here's the thing. She's totally manipulating him when saying, you know, oh, do you know Todd? Or, you know, what do you think of him? He's like, well, he's my friend. Good, right. So that would signify a positive impression. And okay, great. So I think we should do, you know, we should set Lane and Todd up and all that. Like, not a sensible linear path of thinking as to how she got there. But then, and so he's like, I would really like to kiss you now.
Yeah, it's a feminine manipulation ploy for sure.
Which, so I wrote down here, I don't know if she really realized that what she was doing was specifically manipulating.
Probably not.
But when your attitude or the affection that you have is going to change based on what the other person says in a response to something that you've said, you're now manipulating that person, even if it's not intentional. Or that's what I think of anyway, right?
Well, I think she felt like there was no other way for her to pitch this really cockamamie idea, which is not okay. Like, I mean, do I think it's a really harmful manipulation? No, I don't.
No.
And do I think that human beings manipulate each other and there's really nothing you can do about that? Kind of. Mm. But she gets her comeuppance, as does Lane.
Oh, yes, they do. Stay tuned. We'll tell you about it more. All right.
Yes, it didn't go great.
Stop doing that. You, not your episode. Spoil your own episode. All right, so we're now back to the end. Lorelai is studying, and she's flipping a book back and forth. Like, it's a huge, giant paperback book, and she's flipping forward and backward and forward and backward. She finally slams half of the book and then re-slams as much as you can when it's a paperback.
Yeah.
And she said, I give up. And Michelle goes, that's the spirit. You know, basically she says all these things about, I can't do this. He's like, yep, you're meant to be a manager at McDonald's, and, you know. And then basically she's like, are you baiting me? And he's like, no, I genuinely have no faith in you. And she basically goes, I'm ignoring you now. Mm-hmm. To which I respond, yeah.
I mean, Michelle is a really good adversary in that he's not an active villain by any means.
No.
And there really aren't a whole lot of active villains on the show, but there are a lot of, like, instigators and shit stirrers. And he's just one of them that's really enjoyable.
It's just his, yeah, it's just his personality.
He's just a curmudgeon.
Right as Lorelai says, I'm ignoring you now, Suki comes up and says she's got good news about her date, and which is always nice to hear.
Yeah!
So, Suki makes a double date against Lorelai's will.
There's a lot of manipulation in this episode.
Amen! So, basically, it's, you know, how she got here was she asked him out for next, you know, this coming Sunday at this time to go to Chez Fleur, which is a fancy restaurant, apparently. And,
which can't be anywhere near them. Again, Washington Depot isn't near anything. Whatever.
Yeah. So she, Lorelai's like, ooh, very fancy. And basically, Suki says he said he'd love to, but he can't. And Lorelai says, oh, we'll just make it for another weekend. She's like, I wish I had thought of that.
Yeah, you weren't on the phone.
But I didn't because here's why. His cousin's in town and is staying with him, and so basically he's got to bring the cousin along, which, you know what? No.
So yeah.
You know, because I visited you before, and you had plans to go somewhere, and you said, well, I could, you know, tell this person I'm supposed to go with, I'm going to take you instead, and I'm like, well, why? I don't want to go to this whatever reading it is. I'll stay here and watch The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
That did happen.
See, you know what I mean? So it's like, it doesn't mean, just because you're there doesn't mean the world has to end. Things can still happen. It was nice that you offered to, you know, bring me along, but that was something that you could do. As opposed to a date, you don't bring people along on dates. Silly.
No, you fix them up with your poor, unsuspecting friends.
Right. And so,
dear friends, never do this.
Eventually, Lorelai gives in, because she's a good friend. And Suki walks, she's walking backward toward the kitchen. And she said, you will not regret this. And Lorelai says, pick another phrase. And so Suki says, you will not have to pay. And Lorelai says, much better.
Yep.
Because if I'm going to suffer through this, I'm not paying. Would be, yeah, that would be what I would expect. All right. So now we're prepping for the double-double. We're now at the Gilmore house.
Yes.
So Rory is helping Lane get dressed up, and Lorelai is helping Suki. Mm-hmm. Then we've got the conversation Lorelai and Suki are having is Suki wants to cancel now. Maybe I should call him a cancel. And Lorelai's like, no, we're not doing that.
Yeah,
I've already spent this much time on your hair. We're not doing that. Mm-hmm. And you know, then she comes up with, she's like, I am technically his employer. Not true. So, you know,
he's basically. He's a contractor.
Yeah, now I'm a sexual harasser. And she went, well, we're going to have to, what is it? We're going to have to get, oh, you're going to have false eyelashes. And so.
Yeah, Lorelai is being like the calming influence on Suki's crazy.
Which, yeah, so when you work for yourself, right? The people that you sell to and they give you money, they are not your boss. They're your client. You have the option not to go to that client anymore. And I suppose if you wanted to bring them up on charges, you could.
Absolutely. Like, you could still bring her up on
you know what? She, you know, she was pretty convincing talking herself out of it. So I say, good work. And then Lorelai went, no.
Just no.
And then Lorelai, she talks Suki off the ledge. And then the curlers come out and nothing's happened to the hair. So as a person who enjoys doing her hair every now and then, no. If you're going to put your hair in curlers, your hair shouldn't come out straight with a tiny little bit of curl. It should come out curly. Or at least with body.
I think it's one of those heated rollers instead of like the rollers that you used to
use. Even so, that should work even better. All I'm saying is it's wrong.
Okay. Catherine is very much about her hair. She's very good at hair.
My zodiac sign tells me I have to have fantastic hair.
You are a Leo.
I do have fantastic hair.
You do.
All right, Suki has an ugly dress on.
Yeah. Oh my god.
With her a sweater is that almost matches in color, so then it looks weird. And then when she comes down the stairs, then Lorelai's like, "Oh, where's your coat?" And then we get back to this is where Suki does all those funky accidents in the kitchen where she gets hurt. Mm-hmm. And so she basically got stuck and twisted, and then Lorelai went, okay, stop, I'll get you something. And she pulls out a really deep blue shawl, which looks horrible with that color dress.
Oh my gosh, the next couple episodes are really bad for fashion. Really bad.
Yeah. Also, I do have to say, how is her hair all done up in that updo in 10 minutes? It must have been at most 10 minutes that passed between that, you know, upstairs and then downstairs getting ready to go. Not realistic, because her hair was too perfectly done.
It was a weird time for fashion.
I'm not sure I feel like her hair is all that bad. It's just, like, unrealistic to expect it to happen. And
I mean, I didn't think the hair was bad. I think it was the outfit.
The outfit made it horrible. True. So now the boys show up. Well, Rory and Lane leave.
Yes.
First.
So first, Todd, who looks like a Todd.
They meet up. We're not actually there yet, but, you know, they leave to go meet Dean. And they say, oh, and Lorelai asked them where you're going. They said, oh, we're going to meet Dean for a movie.
Yeah, so basically everyone got lied to. There's a lot of manipulation all the way around.
Yeah, so they happen to leave out the fact that, you know, Todd's coming along, and basically Lane comes up with all these lies that if they're not, they don't answer, there's always a good reason of where they could be. And then. So she's like, okay, so what are you going to say about Todd? Well, we went to meet Dean for a movie, and then a friend of Dean's just happened to be there, and we just happened to run into him, and so it would be very rude not to invite him to sit with us. And then something about, to hell with Governor, you should run straight for president happened. So anyway, they leave.
Yeah.
next bit, the boys show up, and Rune sucks. The capital sucks.
So he's a short man with a...
What kind of cap is that?
It's a newsboy cap.
Newsboy cap.
He's kind of nondescript, unimpressive, sure. But then on top of that, he's a rude asshole.
Yeah, so basically, Lorelai's... She's got her face painted on, saying, like, you know, she's got the nice expression, like, it's nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Going to shake his hand, and he basically looks at her hand, looks at her, and then he turns to Jackson and says, can I talk to you? And then Lorelai kind of like pulls her hand back and is just like, what's happening right now?
Basically, Rune, within earshot of them, even for like, I mean, it's not even just like the stage whisper of the show. Like,
no.
She is supposed to hear. Says that she's enormous, calls her an it.
Yeah. How could you set me up with that?
Yeah. He like, in. You know, because she's so tall and he's short.
And Jackson's just... like, she's a lovely lady and all that. And then he goes, keep it down. She's going to hear you. And he goes, with those big ears, I bet she could. Which, again, doesn't have big ears.
Like, that's the thing about, the thing that kind of, like, offends me so much about this is, one, as a tall woman, fuck you.
Yeah, we're going to get to why it's important to date a tall woman later.
Yeah, and two, like, she's quite an attractive woman. And I could see why you would not be into her.
But, you like, could? Why?
Well, she's just not your type. Like, if you're,
what type is better?
I don't know. Like, but if you're more into, like, you know,
short girls, okay,
yeah. So Catherine's team Lorelai no matter what, because she's fiercely loyal even when Lorelai drives her nuts.
It's true.
Rune is actually like, he's stupid. He's uninteresting.
He's Jackson's cousin.
He's Jackson's fucking cousin. Yeah.
All right, so now we end up going to the restaurant.
Yes, Chez Fleur.
And they're sitting at a square table, and Lorelai and Suki are sitting next to each other, and not on the same side, but they're sharing
a corner,
and Jackson and Rune are, you know, next door, should be sitting next to your appropriate date. Mm-hmm. But, like, you're sitting next to the person that you know.
Yeah.
So it's not like, boy, girl, so everybody feels uncomfortable. It's like, right. You know. So basically, they're staring at the menu. They're talking about all kinds of crazy stuff, and
they're not. Suki's babbling three sheets to the wind.
Oh, yeah, right. Sorry, like, I'm sorry.
Suki's the only one Suki that's is. Talking.
And so Rune's like, "What size shoe do you wear?" She says size 9, which I wear an 8.5, and I am by no means a super tall woman.
No, well, and I think she's, like, what, 5'9", maybe?
Yeah. So that's not by any means crazy.
It's tall for a woman. But she's not, yeah. She's not...
That's not a bit large size, like, you know, large size shoe, either.
No.
So I was just like, you know what? Let me tell you what I used to tell other people when I played volleyball, and there used to be people who'd make fun of other people. Even if you're tall and you wear, you know, you have a size 8, 8.5 foot, you don't have as great a balance as someone with bigger feet. So clown shoes are helpful. So meh.
Well, that was it. Is like, this was like whenever anybody would try to be helpful about it, where they were like, "Oh, don't feel bad about your feet." I'm like, I don't feel bad about my feet.
But thanks for telling me I shouldn't feel bad about them.
Appreciate yeah, but thanks that. For assuring me. Well, but it's fine. Or they'd be like, "I like your nose. I think it suits you."
I didn't ask you.
Like, how did we get on this topic?
Because we did.
I'm 5'11", and I actually have feet that are a little small for my body, and I don't like it. So go for big feet.
If they're sexy, that helps. But feet are feet, so really they
can
only be.
How sexy can they be? Like, there's only so much you can do.
I'm wearing socks to prevent you from being blinded by the sexy. Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
I appreciate that. As your sister, I don't need to commit foot incest. Yep.
All right. No. So we are to the teenagers on their double date. And so we are at the Black, White, and Red, R-E-A-D, movie theater. So this is like the newspaper where it's black and white and red all over.
Yeah.
A newspaper!
Basically, it's like one of the old, it's some crazy cockamamie thing Kirk's running, right?
Well, he's not there yet, so he ends up running it later on, but I'm sure he is.
This is just sort of the weird things that small towns do. So it's like, I think it's actually like a traditional real movie theater.
Yeah, so it's like, it's really cheap way to go out to the movies.
Yeah.
You know, they're old movie. It's like an old monster movie in black and white. That's.
I'm pretty sure the popcorn's recycled.
I think they might have that in their slogan. Mm-hmm. So Rory and Dean are standing in line together, about 20 people ahead of Lane and Todd. And so Rory's like spying back every so often, and Dean's calling her on it. She's like, "I just want to make sure they're having fun and all that." Since when did a double date mean that you went somewhere with your friend, and then, you know, then your date showed up, and then you split up?
Well,
doesn't that mean you stand in line together and then sit together? Otherwise, it's two couples dating near each other.
Well, I think the sitting together is a thing, but the standing in line thing, I think it might have been like a thing that Lane was like, "Oh, go ahead, so I can get to know him."
I suppose.
Sure. So it could have been a thing. It does seem a little weird, but there was a big load of difference there. But like, Rory's like so cute. She's like trying to look
back. She and Dean are established.
Dean is totally checked out. Like, he's like, "I don't understand.
I made this happen. I'm done."
Yeah, totally.
Not that he was like irritated, but like, just like, you know what?
Tapped out.
We've done as much as we can do here. Yeah. They're together. Leave it alone.
Yeah.
And, you know, basically, Rory wants the recap while it's happening, not after the fact.
Yeah, she's spectating.
So, we then cut back to Lane and Todd, and Lane is talking about Beck being a genius, and how she understands him, and something about portraying the image of a rock star,
These
girls are screaming, and she understands, and I'm just like, I don't know who Beck is, and I don't understand.
You do what know who Beck is.
I do.
Have you heard the song Loser? "I'm a loser, baby, so why don't you kill me?"
Oh, I have, okay.
Okay, and he also did, was it Sun-Eyed Girl?
Sure.
You've heard that one. You liked it.
Okay.
Beck is a... Beck is a
everybody.
Beck like won a bunch of Grammys last year or whatever, and it felt like
last year.
Yeah, and for albums I'd never heard of, and it just sort of felt like there's always this phenomenon that happens. I think when like music of the last generation or the last decade gets Grammys when they don't deserve it anymore because they don't want to give Grammys to the newfangled people, you know, anyway. Because
they need to show respect to the oldies.
I don't even know what it is. It's super weird. But anyway, like, Beck was sort of seen as the quintessential Gen Xer 90s performer. Okay. And so there was kind of this ironic element to what he was doing. So Lane's not wrong. But a lot of it is sort of that high school, like, I understand it. People don't get it. I understand it on a really deep level.
Yeah,
like,
and all these girls are screaming, but they don't even understand. Yeah, they don't even get the joke.
Yeah, they're throwing their underwear or whatever, but they don't even really understand that he's mocking them. And
I love Beck. I understand Beck.
Yeah, it's one of those.
I think that's fine. I don't care.
Right. It's the level of, like, earnest passion that, like, as you get older, you just can't muster anymore.
Yeah. So once Lane finishes this statement.
Because it's a superiority thing.
Yeah, Todd kind of looks at her and he's like,
whatever.
At first he's like, he's awkward, like he feels, it looks like he's uncomfortable, so he doesn't make eye contact much. He like, you know, looks at, he's like shifting and all that. And then when she finally goes, okay, like, what kind of music do you like? And he goes, I don't know, whatever. With that beachy boy. Whatever.
That is sort of how he sounds.
It is.
And he looks so much like a Todd. He's got that long kind of grungy hair with the hat on.
I just want to say the Todd I know does not have long grungy hair like that. He has a nearly shaved head and looks very respectable. So I don't really know why.
Are you defending your Todd?
I'm just saying. So then she says Fugazi.
Oh, Fugazi is the band on their shirt.
And he's a punk band. And he goes, who?
Right.
And she goes, the band on your shirt? And he goes, oh, cool t-shirt. And she goes, you don't know who's on your shirt? Which I kind of understood. And then he's like, I don't know, it's my sister's. And I was like,
so you should go out with her sister.
Right. So I'm thinking, like, you know, not to be, like, sexist, but when it's sister borrowing from sister, it seems to make more sense, right, to share clothes. But brother borrowing from sister seems kind of strange. Like, you know what I'm going to do? Borrow the t-shirt from my sister.
Well, I mean, Fugazi's
and wear it,
like,
on a date.
Well, Fugazi's an aggro punk band. So it's like, it would make sense where he is, like, you know, a masculine performing individual would wear a shirt like that. But what we learned from this is that Lane should go out with Todd's sister.
Right, exactly. And make her mom's head explode.
Right.
Off of her body. And yep. Then her body will explode. It's all exploding.
Yes. It's just sort of like rapid fire fireworks.
Yeah. So Lane is desperate for conversation. And
yeah.
So she is
giving her nothing.
He's got nothing. So she is just talking and talking and talking. She's rattling off a bunch of stuff. And then she asks Todd what he's majoring in school, which high schoolers don't major in stuff. So I don't know why they said that. And they've said it, you know, when Rory started Chilton.
Yeah.
She's a journalism major.
Well, that kind of made sense to me as a private
school.
That she would have a track.
Yeah, like a...
But in a public school that seems weird. Especially since we know people that grew out of the public school system in Connecticut.
Yeah, so that seemed kind of... I don't recall them ever saying that. Mm-hmm. So, basically, she goes, okay, school! Like, desperate. Okay, how about school? What are you majoring in? And he's like, I was thinking... So, he hasn't done this yet. I was thinking gym. And she goes, gym. He's like, if I major in gym, I only have to take 4 classes my senior year. He's planning ahead, Lauren. They're sophomores. He's planning ahead. And I have to respect that. And then Rory is just like, gym? And Dean says, he's got the good tools. We work on our bikes together.
So then it, like, clearly came out that basically Dean and Todd are not good buds.
No. Their friendship meets the requirements that they need.
Yeah.
They don't need to be best buddies, but they have a good relationship when they go muffler shopping.
Right, sure.
So
they go to hardware stores together. I got it.
Exactly. And they hold hands and skip. No, they don't do that, probably.
Okay. Do you know how much money I would pay to see two men holding their hands and skipping through
I'm
a hardware
betting
store?
You can actually see that if you look up the Supernatural bloopers, because Jensen Ackles and Jared Padalecki together. Oh, mind blown.
See, Catherine actually doesn't give a crap about Gilmore Girls. She just wants to turn this into a Supernatural podcast at every turn.
No, you know what I care about? Bloopers. I don't, you know, sometimes I don't even need to see movies. I just need to see bloopers. So when they only give me like 3 minutes or none at all, I'm like, why would you do that to me? Why are you deprived? Give me the bloopers. Bloopers are hilarious. They need to have gag reels on everything, and they need to be 20 minutes long at least. So I will go on YouTube and watch season after season of any show. So I've done it for Veronica Mars, Supernatural.
Parks and Rec.
No.
They're so good.
All right, I'll think about it. So.
Do you hear that, everybody?
I'm saying I'll think about it and looking at my notes. So, Suki is super nervous.
Yeah, wow.
We're back at the restaurant now. She's so nervous. She's now talking like Lane, only she's rambling crazy. And she's talking about stories, like, between Lorelai and Suki, and possibly including Rory, about, yeah, like mud pies, like, yeah, when she was eight, and, you know, making strawberry tarts and having it explode in the kitchen. But she's only talking to Lorelai, not Jackson. And
Jackson clearly doesn't care.
Lorelai realizes that this is happening, and she's trying to bring Jackson in. And when she does, he is like, oh. And Suki goes, yeah, hey, Lorelai, remember this? And then basically, Lorelai goes, okay, Suki, let's go powder our noses. And Rune says, it's going to take a lot of powder. Because he's...
We are clearly not ever supposed to ever like Rune. Like, he's like if Kirk were not endearing.
Okay, that's a good poor Jackson. You know, he's basically getting shut down without
it. I like Jackson so much.
Without it being intentional, she's shutting him down. She doesn't mean to, but she is. So, basically, Lorelai determines that it's time to cut their losses at this restaurant and go to Luke's, where they'll be more comfortable. And
right, Suki says she's like...
The hair is all wrong, the dress is wrong, everything's wrong, he looks really good, you know, and... Lorelai's like, I think you're wrong about the dress, which she's not wrong about the dress. She can take her hair down and we can go to Luke's and feel more comfortable. And so they decide to go to Luke's. Mm-hmm. And now we cut back to the movie theater because we're never going to be steady on one date for long.
Yeah, we're hopping back and forth a lot.
I think we do that a lot without realizing it. And the only reason why it feels like we're doing that a lot is because we recap it.
Yeah, you're right.
That's the only reason why it feels like there's so much jumping. If we were just watching this, it would just be like, do-do-do-do-do, mm-hmm. Oh, look, another plot line. Okay, back to this plot line. Blah, blah. You know, yeah. it wouldn't seem like, blah, zigzag, zigzag, zigzag all day.
Yeah, that's a good note.
Yeah. The BW and R, Black, White, and Red movie theater. Lane, we're now in the movie's playing, and it's a giant monster hand chasing after a woman, and she's screaming. It's a very famous movie that I don't know the name of.
Godzilla? Or no, what, King Kong?
I don't think so. I recognize the frame, like, I recognize the setup, but I don't recognize anything else about it.
Okay.
So, you know, that didn't help at all. If anybody knows, hey, I'd be happy to hear what I missed in my pop culture class. So, Lane asks Todd, she finally goes, movies, you must have a favorite movie. And he goes, oh, I do! Beethoven! And she goes, Beethoven. She is now visibly not.
Just disconnected.
Which, I liked Beethoven. I did as a kid who was an animal lover, but not as a date. Or as a high schooler, really. As a high schooler.
Yeah, because Homeward Bound is so much better.
Well, that's true. But roll over Beethoven. It's like,
you know. Yeah, you Beethoven, the one with the dog.
Any movie with a dog usually has my attention. The movie Max that came out, the movie Max that actually Lauren Graham is in. Did you see any commercials?
Is that the one with the dead soldier?
Yes.
No. I'm not seeing that fucking movie.
Death glare. It was so good.
I do not believe you.
It was very sad and emotional, but it brought out such a beautiful ending, and you're a jerk.
I don't do Americana films.
Do you do happy endings?
No.
Because a traumatized dog becomes a wonderful family addition, and you suck.
Everybody go see Max.
I don't think you can anymore. Rent the DVD when it comes out, which it should come out soon.
Rent it on your streaming device.
Well, because we're into September now, it came out in July, so I don't think it's in theaters anymore. You know, so only certain movies that you don't want, like Jurassic Park and Jurassic World, they stay in the theater for 12 months. And all the movies you want to see, but you can't, are gone in 2 weeks. Lane not impressed with Beethoven, which I understand.
She's just over this whole thing.
You know, if someone asked me what my favorite movies were, I'd list off my, you know, some of the ones I really enjoy watching, because I don't have one favorite, but I'd hope that one of those movies appealed to them, and then we could talk about that. That's what I would have done. Now we're back to Luke's. Lorelai opens the door, and Rune goes, ew.
Can someone just, like, do, like, that thing where you do the backwards punch to the face? Just, or like a hip check to the sternum. Ugh, that guy sucks. Rune is terrible. And his name is Rune, and he doesn't know why.
Oh, I didn't know. You want to talk about that?
Oh, okay, so it's Rune, R-U-N-E. I think. It's not R-O-O-N, is it?
No, it's R-U-N-E.
That would have been funnier for me.
R-O-O-N? Then we would have had, like, the room discussion. Like,
what she should have done is the Tigger type ask him, what's a rune?
Yeah, well, so... She asks, in like, to start off when she's trying... The conversation, yeah, we're trying to make the conversation.
She's trying to make this double date a thing.
She's trying to ask him, where did the name come from? Granted, she's not phrasing it for an idiot to understand. So, maybe some of it might be on how she asked the question. But she goes, so, Rune, where's that from? And he goes, I'm from out of town. I thought Jackson
told you. Which is not a place!
And, yeah, exactly. It's very, I'm actually out of town from this place where I committed murder and I'm running from the cops.
That would be believable.
But the cops talk to each other, so I'm not telling you where. and so she's like, well, you just don't meet too many runes or, you know, or I got it from my parents, I guess. And, oh, where did they get it? I don't know, from his dad. I don't know. Like, he's getting really defensive. She goes, okay, we're done with that topic now.
Like, how do you know, like, where your name... Okay.
I know the story behind my name. Like, I was going to be named Kate, but my parents didn't love Katie, so I'm Catherine. That's a cute little short story. Nice and short, good conversation, moving on. Now I know I never have to tell any guy I'm going to date, because hopefully they'll have listened to this podcast and they'll know.
I think you should make every guy you're going to date listen to all of our podcasts.
Before I date him?
Yes.
Okay.
You should only date fans.
Fans, anybody out there who's, you know, taller than me and adorable, let me know. So, we, basically, Lorelai goes, after the ew, she goes, welcome to Luke's, go sit down over there, and I'll get us some menus. And she says to Luke, you know, she says, okay, four menus, one coffee, and an anvil, please. And Luke says, and he almost doesn't miss a beat here. Like, he doesn't actually have that expression on his face like you'd expect. He goes, what's the anvil for? And she goes, for rune. What's a rune? And she goes, please, not that question again. And she's got a little bit of the, you know, the bite to her words. And he goes, okay. So he goes and gets a cup and gets her coffee. And
she's sitting at the counter. She won't even sit with them anymore.
Yeah. So, you know.
Which I totally relate to, as I sort of noped out of a staff meeting that way.
Nice job, Lore.
I just basically, like, just started walking away. And yeah. Ran.
Lorelai catches Luke up on rune. And how he's even less thrilled with the matchup than she is. Mm-hmm. And and Luke says, you're kidding, why?
I know, yeah, because he's laughing.
And she goes, because I'm too tall. And he goes, are you kidding? You can reach the stuff on the top shelf. He doesn't understand how great that is. And she went, that's exactly what I bring to a relationship. Will you tell him that, please?
You don't know, don't tell him that.
She doesn't want to. But, you know, basically someone should realize that she's got something to offer. And it's the height, some, you know, he'll take something. And, oh my gosh.
She should just throw him off a cliff.
Oh my gosh, it's just...
Because this is, of course, not the last we see of Rune.
Yeah, we're not done with him yet. Now, Rune stands up. He's had enough. He's going to tell everybody about it.
He wants to go bowling.
He wants to go bowling, and he wants Jackson to go with.
Okay.
And Jackson does say, sit down, we're about to order. But then it basically turns into, I want to go bowling and I want you to go bowling with me. I don't want to eat here. I want to go. And then Suki's not making eye contact with Jackson. She's nervous still. Again, you know, so she doesn't make eye contact. So he's thinking she's not interested. So he's like, okay, well, I guess I'll go with. As he starts to stand up, she says, don't go. And then he's like, really? Like,
well, because this whole date, she's been totally ignoring him. Like, I kind of get it.
Yeah. He hasn't had any, positive reinforcement on this date ever being possible. She goes, we haven't even started our date yet. And he goes, that's right, we haven't. I'm sorry, Rune, you're on your own, which should have been from the beginning when she asked him out on the date.
Yeah, why couldn't he leave Rune home?
Although they wouldn't have dated if Lorelai hadn't been there to coach Suki through getting everything
together.
Yeah,
I feel like this has been like kind of like when you do forced copulation and you have to corner two people in a pen.
People? There's forced copulation in people?
Well, no, okay, like chickens, but still...
Well, you know, turkeys are impregnated because they are so big now that they can't actually copulate.
I know. Like, if we're going to get into animal cruelty, I'll go on my vegan rant, but you're not going to like it.
I'd rather not. Yeah. We don't have time.
Back to the episode.
So now Rune leaves and Lorelai says, bye, Loon.
Which is why it would have been funnier if it had been Harold.
Yeah. So she says, okay, whip up 3 fabulous cheeseburgers. I'll have mine here. Send 2 over there. And he goes, first I gotta see a guy walk out on you, now I have to watch you eat alone. And she goes, I'm not alone, you're here. And he goes, I'm working. And she's like, yeah, but after 3 burgers, you're done. Unless you're expecting Elijah to show up, which I didn't get what that meant.
I didn't either, but go on.
Elijah would, unless Elijah would love burgers.
I think it's a biblical reference, but I don't biblical, so.
I don't biblical?
I don't bibble.
Hashtag I don't biblical.
Yeah, that's our new hashtag. Everybody follow it. I don't biblical.
I don't biblical. So Luke challenged, he pulls out a deck of cards and he challenges Lorelai to poker. And she goes, oh, yes, you're on.
Yeah.
And so she gets 5 cards. She wants 4 more. And then she gets these cards and she goes, give me 4 more. And he went, no, you get 4 that I deal. You know, you get to get different ones, but then that's it. And he goes, or she says, I have vowed to get rid of everything negative in my life. First Rune and now these 4 cards. So she gets 4 new cards and she goes, ooh, much better. Thank you. So she manages to talk him into breaking the rules.
Well, that's sort of, she's not real good with no.
And he loves her.
He does.
He does. And you start to see that, actually.
Start, like we didn't see it at the mid-season.
Yeah, so Luke's about to try to sort of ask her out a little bit. Like, you know, maybe we could do this at some point.
Yeah, we see an opening, definitely.
We do, and we see, you know, there's a definite interest in both parties. Mrs. Kim looks through the window and realizes Lorelai's alone, and she's like, where are the girls? I've called and called. I called 3rd time, no answer. And Lorelai goes, wow, you have a lot of time on your hands. So they went to a movie, and then Mrs. Kim's like, just because you let your daughter hang out with boys doesn't mean I let mine, blah, blah, blah. They run to the movie theater. It's like, time to go. Mom's to the rescue of our daughters who were idiots.
Right.
So Mrs. Kim's out, Lorelai on her heels. Kids are coming out of the movie, and Lane's trying to bail.
Yeah, so hard. She wants to just run away.
She's like, I gotta go. And he goes, no. Tuan goes, no, we should get some ice cream and eat it really fast and get the head frozen. Like,
the brain freeze, yeah.
And she goes, that's tempting, but.
Usually she found out that Todd is too stupid for her.
Oh, yeah. So Mrs. Kim then shouts at her and, you know, basically makes her go home. And Todd's like, whoa, harsh. And Lorelai goes, okay, as Dean's got the what's going on face, things were left out of the mother packets tonight. Mm-hmm. And mother and daughter, you know, 2 are going now. Say bye. And as they leave, Todd says, that's Rory's mom. She's a babe.
Gross.
Kinda. But she's so young that it's like,
well, not even, still. It's still gross. Like, you shouldn't just be saying that about people, but also, like, I think Lorelai might have needed it after the night she's
had. Yeah, well, exactly. So Lorelai is like, why didn't you tell me what was going on? And she goes, I didn't tell you because I didn't want you to have to lie to Mrs. Kim. She goes, you lied to me so I wouldn't have to lie for you. And she went, yeah. Lorelai goes, wow, you really are my daughter. Because there was doubt before, I suppose. You know, and basically Rory asks Lorelai if she would have lied for them to Mrs. Kim. She goes, no. And Rory's like, why? Because that lady's scary.
Yeah, no, she
goes, no, mom. And she's like, I can't lie to another mom. That's breaking the code. Which I think is probably true. But
I mean, it's nice to see Lorelai have kind of these boundaries where it's like, you know, they do the kind of the whole friend thing, but she's like, no, I'm a mother.
Now
I'm
we're
like,
gonna, yeah, you shouldn't have lied. Damn yeah. Right. We're done. So now we are the next day, and Rory has climbed up the tree to get on top of the roof to talk to Lane, and calls her Rapunzel, which, ha. And so Lane is super grounded.
How does she not see 2, like, saddle shoes poking out of her tree as Lane?
Because she climbs, it's like the porch is separate from the actual house, so it's basically a nice little stair step to the window. Mm. So it's not, no saddle shoes, and she's wearing jeans, because I think this is a weekend.
Oh, okay.
So, which, how? Because you'd think it'd be the next day, right?
Right, it'd be Monday.
Oh, no, she says, I haven't talked to you in days.
Oh, okay.
So maybe it is the weekend. Mm-hmm. Okay, week. I just recalled that. So maybe it's been a week, and she still hasn't seen hide nor hair of poor little Lane.
Poor Lane.
And they're talking about, you know, I'm sorry I set it up. I shouldn't have done it. She's like, I'm glad you did. You did because I asked you. And if you hadn't, I'd still be in love with him. Yeah. Good thing she went through all that trouble. Yeah,
dear God.
Yeah, but apparently he's in love with her and he would like to,
go out with her again.
Which nothing comes of that, just in case you were wondering. No. Nothing ever happens.
No.
And so we've got...
Although the guy she kind of ends up with does a little bit look like him.
Good call. Not the same actor, but almost.
Almost, yeah.
Maybe like a little brother or something.
Yuck.
Lorelai goes into the antique store to talk to Mrs. Kim, basically to say, you know, sorry this all happened.
Wait, did we miss the part where Todd called?
Oh, I didn't include that. Do you want to talk about that?
Yes, because Todd calls, and what Lane does is she pretends to be her mother and forbids Lane to speak to him.
She goes, is that mean? Maybe. Hard to say.
Whatever, do what you gotta do.
Lorelai goes in to talk to Mrs. Kim and basically tries to say, you know, you don't have to worry about that. That's the first time Rory lied to me and she's not going to do it again. And Mrs. Kim goes, that you know of.
Yeah,
and
she's Mrs. Kim is very distrusting of Lane and all humans. And so.
But especially Lorelai, because Lorelai got pregnant at 16.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't trust women, as we know.
Or men either.
Or single. Specifically or people. Single women, yeah.
Or people.
Yeah, humans are really not so much on her radar.
She trusts herself and God, which is good. She's got two people.
Yeah.
And basically, Lorelai is trying to say, like, you can send your daughter over here. And then she goes, okay, with all of what's going on, Lane won't be coming over. But right, I meant after she was grounded. And it kind of led you to believe there was no after.
Yeah.
The way Mrs. Kim was talking. And Lorelai says, you know, not to tell you how this should go, but just so you know, like, it doesn't do a lot of good to lock up a teenager and throw away the key. Mrs. Kim says, I didn't throw away the key. It's in the kitchen. And Lorelai's like,
Clearly thought this was a metaphor.
But... I was going metaphorical, but okay. All right. All right. I'm with you. And basically says, you know, not speaking about Lane here, but, you know, my parents did that to me and it didn't turn out well. And then Mrs. Kim, you're blaming your parents for getting pregnant? No, but if I had someone to listen to me, I feel like things could have turned out differently. I'm glad they worked out the way they did, which every parent will say, almost every parent will say, as they should, because they're stuck with their spawn. What? It's true. It's true.
You're right. Yeah.
It's true. So basically we get to Mrs. Kim doesn't want Lane to turn out like Lorelai. And she says, I don't want her to turn out like me either. Or maybe they go vice versa, and yeah, either way, it's like, well, that's the first time I think we've ever agreed on anything. And so they kind of come to an understanding. Nothing's specified to us as to whether or not Lane comes over again, but...
Mrs. Kim doesn't mind if Lane turns out like Mrs. Kim. She minds if she turns out like Lorelai.
Right, yes, exactly. So now we're at Luke's. Lorelai has her paper, and she's giving it to Rory, and it's like, wow, an A-. And then Lorelai goes, in the annoying smarmy boy in the back of me, the braggy little 18-year-old, B+. And basically, Rory gets to play the proud mommy card. Mm-hmm. And after that, we get a page, or Rory gets a page, because pagers, what?
I know, remember that technology?
She takes Lorelai's cell phone and goes outside, and Luke comes up, and he kind of is trying to continue the conversation. He's like, you walked out before I had a chance to... And she goes, you had a chance to...
He chickens out.
And he chickens out. And he says, whip your ass and poker. And she went, you wish. Like, you know, like, she... Like, I think she was expecting something else, too. But it also didn't look like she was dying for him to ask her out, either. Like, I think she would have been kind of wrapped up soon. And unsure of whether or not she should date him. So, basically, that's it. But you're left with her kind of going... thinking of it. You can tell she's thinking about... Once upon a time, she had asked that question to Rory, and Rory said, no, he keeps us in food and coffee. So the answer is no, don't mess that up. And so,
which is a fair point.
Yeah, so now it's a real possibility again, and it's like, oh.
Yeah, and then Lorelai's confronted with, you know, and after the Max thing, like, she's had a hell of a year.
Oh, yeah.
She should take a break.
Oh, yeah. But that's it. We cut out. That is the end of the episode.
Yes, that is the end. So, Catherine, what was your favorite moment from this episode?
My favorite moment. Okay, we didn't actually talk about it, but I feel like it bears mentioning.
Sure.
When Lane and Rory are getting ready, sparkly hair clips are needed. And while this is not exactly... I don't know. It's not an exact relation. Boys love sparkly things. We attract the men that way, but no one likes the pigtail, like, sparkly thing. And I went, oh, God, what an outfit.
Yeah, the outfits...
What an adornment to have.
The outfits have been pretty adorable. And, like, they're a blast from my past. And, like, I wear the flutter, like, butterfly clips. And I remember that.
I bought one for myself with my own money.
The belly shirts.
And then I remember being confused when she said, your change is $8. Because I knew change to be coins. So Mom had to explain to me what that meant.
Oh, how old are you?
7.
Wow.
Yeah, I want to say 7.
I'm really glad she didn't give you $8 in coins.
It was from my allowance. I saved my money.
Oh, I know.
I was very good at that.
Yeah. You always were.
What was your favorite moment?
So, we haven't had Richard and Emily for a little while, and I kind of miss them.
I miss their smarminess.
And we won't for the next episode either.
Their evilness.
I know, I kind of miss it. But
their meddlingness.
I kind of like a little bit of the break, because it gives us a little bit of time to set up. We're really hitting our stride with these episodes. Like, the back half of the first season is really solid.
Mm-hmm.
I love Suki and, like, in the whole Jackson dynamic. I'm excited, like, watching them. Like, I'm excited for them to see where they go.
Oh, yeah, I didn't mention at the end they went on 3 dates that week.
Yeah!
So once they got started, they didn't stop.
They just had to keep going, yeah, for sure. I really kind of like the whole, like, Lane getting disinterested in Todd thing. That's really funny to me, because I've totally done that, where you've written this narrative about how this person is perfect for you because they wear Fugazi shirts and you assume that they know what that is. And, like, all this stuff, and then you go out with them and you're like, oh. And you're like, I have projected onto you so completely. So to watch, like, Lane have that learning experience instead of it being, like, two lovers torn asunder and kept apart by Mrs. Kim, I thought was a really good one.
Torn asunder. They're torn asunder!
Basically, Romeo and Juliet were about two teenagers that in 3 days managed to ruin a bunch of lives. So.
Lives were ruined, but oh, people the story were killed! Remained.
Like,
especially them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, people too.
Other people.
I think that's it. Do you have a love to hate moment?
The outfits are so bad. The clothing is... like, and this happened in the next episode too, where it's just like everyone's makeup is dreadful. And I don't know whether it's because the lighting is just really kind of very... it's very good for the scene, but not very good for the clothing. Or what the deal is, but it's... blah. I just want to burn everything.
I've decided I'm never having baked Alaska. I never thought I was going to have creme brulee either. I much prefer brownies.
Okay. Well, we can have brownies then.
Yes, brownies. Well, everybody, that wraps everything up. I have to go have brownies now, and I'm bringing her with me.
Yep.
Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. And love you, sister.
Love you, sister. Copper boom!
Copper boom!
Thank you. nothing to me. So what good would living do me?